How's it going, everybody? This is Timmy D, and you are now listening to my podcast, Timmy D in the Industry. All right. Good morning. Another day, another dollar for all you people on the East Coast. Good afternoon. It's 8 o'clock right now for me, but I'll probably be posting this in the next hour and a half. So noonish on the East Coast time, a little after noonish, 12:30-ish, 1-ish-ish. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for commenting, subscribing, liking, all the fun stuff that goes along with the podcast that you love to listen to right here in good old San Diego, California. That's where I'm broadcasting live from, San Diego, California, from Fashion Valley. You're now listening to Timmy D in the Industry. Boing, 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 boing. Good morning. Man, so I have some thoughts. I was coming home last night. Stopped at the gas station, filling up the gas tank in my truck. My work truck. That's my truck. I stopped at the gas station the other night and I saw one of those novelty footprint gas pedals and I decided to get it installed. The guys looked trustworthy, so I took the truck around back near the propane tanks. They proceeded to put the truck up on a lift jack. I said, "Why are you putting it up on a lift jack?" And he's like, "My name's not Jack. And I thought you wanted this footprint gas pedal installed." I said, "Yes. So why are you putting it on the lift, Jack?" "Stop calling me Jack," he said, "or I'm not going to install this footprint on your gas pedal." All right, fine. I could keep going with that story. It's called improv, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. So, I got a question. Sarah, thank you so much for the question. I DM'd you back where to send your mailing address so we could send you your t-shirt. So, thank you, dear. I'm not going to say your last name on air. I recorded a whole episode last night, and I realized I'm not going to record these episodes in the evening if I can avoid it. Unless I'm doing like an interview episode, and the only time the person has available is like 6 to 8 o'clock at night. But I listened to the episode I recorded last night, and I was just, because this was fresh on my mind, very fresh on my mind. I'm not going to do that. I've got to do it in the morning. It's just something you have to do, at least for me. So I'm going to try and broadcast a little bit earlier. So I'm going to sound a little bit groggy and maybe a little bit mucusy. Ugh. Throughout the day, I find myself jotting notes down in my phone, talk texting, voice texting as I'm working, or just moving about, whatever I'm doing. I was on a run yesterday morning and I actually wrote the chorus to a song and I was like, I kept singing it in my head and I was like, I've got to write this out. Yeah, I'll stick with that. Throw proper English out the window.
Uh-huh. From there, let's see, me and the hooker went back to
the
my
hooker
place.
And I.
Excuse me, the hooker and I.
Anyway, so I said to myself, I have got to jot this down. So I ended up, yeah, breathing heavy on my run. I tried to sing and jot the song down. And right away, please, whatever. Somebody finds my phone and they're going to listen to the voice notes and be like, what is wrong with this person? I don't know. Back to the question, though. You talk a lot about working with name actors in Hollywood. What is the biggest actor you've ever worked with? Do you have a favorite one? Any crazy stories? Did you ever end up making friends with any of them? Do you still talk to them?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you say yes, sir?
I think he said, yeah, sure.
What'd you say, man?
Well, I said, yeah, sure. But literally what I said was, yeah, sure, sir.
So you are okay, then?
Yes, sir.
This feels like a run, like a shakedown. Like somebody from TMZ. Do you know any of these actors? Oh, this is a big time actor, you know? Do you got any juice? Now, it was really interesting because the universe seems to work in very unique ways. It kind of pushes you along, and there's little things that happen throughout the day that almost prepare you when you don't even realize it. But I was on my lunch break talking to one of my coworkers, and he's like, oh, you work in Hollywood, huh? Any big time actors or whatnot and blah, blah, blah. And that's me having a sip of my coffee. And I said, yes. But it's very weird because then the DM on my Instagram 2 hours later is almost the same thing. Now, he asked me, my coworker asked me a whole bunch of other random questions, but it's just, maybe that's why it stuck in my mind, because I was like, I had just talked about this today. So I thought about it. And yes, there are many, many, many big time actors I've worked with. They wouldn't be able to pick me out of a police lineup, even if it was just me in the lineup. I mean, big time actors, they deal with so many people. They're so nice. I tell you, one of my favorite people I ever worked with, and he remembered my name every day on set, every day he came in. How you doing, Tim? And then eventually he realized that I go by Timmy. He's like, how you doing, Timmy? Sean William Scott.
Well, polish my nuts and serve me a milkshake.
I worked with him on movie 43 for a week. Maybe 7-8 days. Not directly with him, but I was his stand-in. So for 4 days, I worked with him, and then they did some insert shots and needed, you know, you put your hand to, like, you're grabbing a trash bag or something like that, and they use a hand double. And Sean William has a tattoo on his arm that comes down to his hand, so they had to kind of take pictures of that tattoo on his arm, and then they redid my hand. They drew on my hand. They had a tattoo artist come in and draw that tattoo a certain way. So it wasn't exactly the same because I guess there's some sort of thing with tattoo artists. I don't know. But they did it very close to Sean William Scott's tattoo. But that was fun. Sean was stupidly nice on set. Who else was on set? Gerard Butler.
This is Sparta!
Johnny Knoxville.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
Those were the three guys that were working in that little... If you know anything about the movie 43, it's a bunch of little stories tied together. And when it came out, it didn't do well, but I watched it years later and I was like, this is actually funny. It's actually really good. So yeah, Sean William Scott, never stayed in touch with him, but super nice dude, and I really had a great time working with him, and I think that guy, all of the success that he has had is very much earned. He always showed up on set, on time, with a great attitude, and was just so thankful, nice to everybody, and yeah. All right, so maybe that would be a big name actor I've worked with. I stood in for Brad Pitt on Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons. I have some stories about not only that, but also the movie that he did right after that, which was State of Play. Everybody goes, Timmy, he's not in State of Play. You're right. It's Russell Crowe. Brad Pitt dropped from the movie because of the writer's strike and they couldn't do rewrites. And it's a long story, but we're going into a commercial break and I have another story to share. So thanks for tuning in to Timmy D and the Industry. Rock and roll.
Timmy D in the Industry is proudly brought to you by Backstage360.com. Artist interviews, album reviews, featured content, press releases about that band you haven't heard from in a while, press releases about that band you can't stop hearing about. Get your 360-degree take on the music scene of today at Backstage360.com.
Timmy D in the Industry is sponsored by Picture Frame Earring Displays. Neatly organize your earring collection on a Picture Frame Earring Display. Check them out at www.pfed.bigcartel.com. Once again, that's www.pfed.bigcartel.com. See what they're all about. Picture Frame Earring Displays are easily customizable to fit your color palette for your room, closet, or wherever you may store your earrings and other jewelry. Grab yours today at www.pfed.bigcartel.com.
It's a trap!
If you don't know that song, I'm sorry, I'm humming so terribly. I was humming the Imperial March. Star Wars.
Nerd alert!
Never heard of it? Okay.
You're that nerd.
Not a sci-fi fan? All right.
Nerd.
But I'll tell you what.
Are all nerds as good as you?
As a fan of the original three Star Wars movies.
It's a trap!
I have always enjoyed watching the other Star Wars franchise. The beginning three, yeah, okay. The newest three, yeah, all right, cool. The original three, awesome. Awesome. Ignited my imagination. Especially the first one. But the first two, Star Wars, A New Hope, and Empire Strikes Back. But Return of the Jedi, awesome as well. Now, I bring this up because I just got Disney Plus, and everybody's like, Mandalorian, Mando, Mandalorian, Mando, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda. Second season came out, so I gotta watch it. But pertaining to the question I was asked earlier, I have worked with many of famous people. When you work around Hollywood long enough, you have plenty of stories that you accrue. So I'm watching The Mandalorian, and season one, and one of the troopers, or ex-shock trooper in the series, is somebody who I've worked with. I know you. The last time I saw you was in Deadpool. That's right, Gina Carano, who is in the Mandalorian series as the shock trooper, but she's also in the movie Deadpool. And she was in a couple of things earlier on. Now, she's got her start in MMA fighting. Here, let me go to her Wikipedia page and read this really quick. She got her start in MMA fighting with her career 7-1 record MMA, Muay Thai 12-1-1. Not bad. University of Las Vegas for 3 years, majored in psychology. She attended the University of Nevada in Reno. Led the girls' basketball team to the state title, also played volleyball. Well, now I feel dumb. All right. I had this long, drawn-out story, and my brain just literally... I had an uh-huh moment right now on air. That just changes the whole story. That makes so much sense now. All right, Gina... I've had fun working with you, dear. You're so great. Okay, now that explains everything. So she got her start, I guess, in the MMA fighting thingamabob. You call it thing stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen Devil Wears Prada. No? Okay. So Gina Carano gets recruited to play the character Crush on the reboot of American Gladiators, and they're shooting a promo down in Malibu. Now, I didn't know who she was when I first worked with her. They paired her up with me, and for the promo spot, they had gladiators hanging out with regular American folk. Just the average, everyday folk of America. And they were gladiators. I mean, they were big people. Some of them were really tall. There was a dude. God, what? He had to have been 7 feet tall. I mean, he was massive. But all the guys or a lot of the guys. There was only, I think there was only one dude that was shorter than me, and he was like this super fast guy. They had us playing football out on the beach. Bunch of girls and guys, we were all hired as extras. There was probably about, it wasn't a bunch. I mean, it was probably only 20 of us because they kind of paired us up with different gladiators to go do different things. And I got paired up with Gina Carano. And so we played volleyball for about a half hour. And then we ended up diving in the sand four or five times into the camera. That was the, you know, we're to make it look like we're both going for the ball. And we both dive together, and then when we land, then we look at each other and nod, kind of do this thing where it's like, yeah, we're a team. And it was fun. I had a great time. Took a picture at the end of the day with her. I still have that picture floating around somewhere. I took a picture with a couple of the other gladiators too, but I do remember that picture with Gina because she was so nice to me, and just something inside my heart said, this person should be starring in not just this TV show, because I didn't know anything. All I knew was the show that I grew up with as a kid and seeing reruns of it. American Gladiators. 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 But I was like, she's destined for more. And I was right. Called it. Because the next time I worked with her was on this. She played the Russian trooper in the Command and Conquer series. It was a video game series. So for all you video gamers out there,
times are changing, Betty. These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
If they win homecoming, they're going to take over the Greek Council.
We'll be up to our necks in nerd shit.
Yeah. That know the Command and Conquer gaming series, you will know the expansion pack had Gina. I keep saying Serrano. It's Carano, right? Yeah, I think it's Carano. Gina Carano as the Russian trooper, and I actually was one of her troopers that was in all of her scenes with her. Westwood Studios, they had all this green screen work going on, and so when you see the they had a couple sets set up, and I played two characters on that series. One, you'll see my face because I'm a British officer, intelligence officer. And then the other one where I'm a trooper, I'm wearing a trooper mask. So I'm in all this heavy gear. And while she's talking to the camera, I'm kind of marching around like I'm about to do something. I'll see if I could screenshot it and then A-B it with also another screenshot from one of the other cutscenes and post that in the show notes. So I ended up, but when I worked with her the second time on Command and Conquer, we were at lunch. Sorry, I went over and said hi to her. I was like, hey, probably don't remember me, but you and I were diving in the sand on the American Gladiators promos that we shot out in Malibu. And she's like, oh my gosh, I do remember you. So once again, we took another picture and I have that picture floating around somewhere. And then the next time I saw her was in Deadpool, the movie, as the henchman, the hench person, henchman for the main bad guy. And then now look at you, Gina, you're in The Mandalorian. Woo! I know she's been catching a lot of flack for the politics. Her politics don't line up with her, with the lead actor in the series, I guess. I don't know. Who cares? I don't. As long as everybody's, you know, getting along and, you know, agreeing to disagree, as they say. Moving on, though. Gina Carano. I never stayed in touch with her, obviously. But, you know, maybe one day our paths will cross and I'll say, listen here. And maybe I'll have those pictures queued up in my Instagram. Look, that's you and me. Trying to keep these short little vignettes. Let me give you guys a post update. So we're going to be doing the acoustic thing tonight. I'm going to try and air at least one song, if not two. I have requests. Everything is gravy. Fingers crossed that my voice is ready to go. It's been a while since I've done the acoustic thing, but should be fun. It'll be the beta phase. And I think I'll just do the old Instagram broadcast. Maybe Facebook Live. We'll see. We'll see how my computer's acting. So thank you so much for tuning in to Timmy D and the Industry. To stick with the theme of acoustic performances covers, the band is called The Running Mates. The song is Linger. It's going to be The Cranberries, by The Cranberries. So it's a Cranberries cover, and you could look it up, Linger, but I'll put it in the show notes. I got so many show notes to edit. I got to go back and re-edit all these show notes. But yes, check them out, The Running Mates, and they have a bunch of covers on YouTube. This is one that is near and dear to my heart, so that's the one that's going to play us off air. If a task once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be that labor, big or small. Do it well or not at all. Rock and roll.
If you could return, don't let it burn, don't let it fade, 'cause I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude, it's tearing me apart, it's ruining every day. I swore I would be true, but honey, so did you. So why were you holding her hand? Is that the way you stand? Were you lying all the time? Was it just a game to you that I meant so deep? You know I'm such a fool for you. You've got me wrapped around. Do you have to let it linger? Oh, I thought the world of you. I thought nothing could go wrong. But I was wrong. I was wrong. If you could get by trying not to lie, then things wouldn't be so confused, and I wouldn't feel so used. But you always really knew I just wanna be with you, that I miss so deep. You know I'm such a fool for you. You've got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? You know I'm such a fool for you. You've got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Oh.
Diamond Heart Production.